It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
Get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a
fact.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You know who this is, you know who I be. I'm one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. And to my left, I'm joined by the esteemed...
Yeah. You're done, no. K to the A to the Z in between Michael Akadiri and Mr. Machine.
Oh, well, you can't introduce the guest like that.
You can't introduce the guest like that. Yeah, you can still do your intro, bro.
I'll still do my intro. Normally, at this junction, I'll be saying to the left, to the left. But this guy, he's been left behind. He may join us later on the pod. But we've got a very, very special guest in the building. This man is not only a comedian. This man is not only an actor, I hope he is. He is also a presenter. He presents news and information on his social media. Not only does he have a PhD in Islamophobia.
Yep.
That is correct. Yeah, yeah. So this, I'm in the presence of a fellow doctor.
Come on.
This is stand-up comedian Muhsin Yeşilada.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Welcome to the podcast. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
You know you're a very special guest. You know why? We've had guests on this podcast before, and all of them, the guests, have been parents.
Yeah.
You are the first guest who... As far as child support is concerned, you don't have a child.
You haven't emptied your ball sack into somebody.
Well, there's some people on the continent who might disagree.
Oh!
On the continent?
Yeah, there might be some children.
Oh, okay, you just haven't blown yet. So when you blow, that's when the
When
the
I start looking after them, yeah.
Yeah, that's when the calls
I'm sure there's
come.
Kids scattered around somewhere.
Hot damn. Hot damn. I didn't know you get down like that. I thought you were a professional doctor, but you one of these sleazy ones. Okay.
Absolutely.
Hey, two things... for these episodes,
please
let's try not to swear.
Okay.
And two,
have we sworn yet?
No,
that's good.
And two, this one's for you, Michael.
Please,
are you ready? When I click my fingers, you forget you're a waste man.
I don't get it.
Exactly, it's worked.
I don't. Never was one.
It's working.
Anyway.
Love that. Come on.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Let's get
you
back
were
to
so
our
annoying
guest.
On the playground, didn't it?
Yeah.
You were
let's
such
get back to our guest, man. We've got
Don't tell Darren I did that and then we'll do it to him.
We've got an esteemed guest here. I want the people listening, the people watching on the YouTube to know about our guest. So you've got many let's talk about the fact that you're not a parent, but the reason I wanted you on this, I'm the one that fought for you to be on it, by the way.
It wasn't a much of a fight.
Okay.
You said his name, you said, yeah.
Oh, damn. See, where's the enthusiasm, please?
You said his name, you said, yeah.
There's no enthusiasm. I need some enthusiasm.
No one said no.
Okay, make him feel welcome.
Yeah, dude, like.
You're not making it feel like he was wanted, that we've called him twice, none of that. You just said, yeah, all right, come through then.
I feel like I'm watching a divorce.
No, I don't know what's happening. No, that's not how I'm making it seem. You're making it seem like there was some objection to him being on the pod.
No, you had
to fight for him.
I'm trying to fight for my man.
No, you pitched it to us,
yeah.
And we said, yeah, cool.
Okay, but I wanted more enthusiasm.
What do you mean? Like, we're all busy people.
There's no enthusiasm here, man.
What do you want me to do? Put a paragraph in the group chat about...
I want to see a paragraph. Yeah, most definitely.
But we've never done that for any other guest.
Well, he's a special guest.
They're all special guests.
He's the first
non-parent guest. Intro every guest like DJ Envy.
Do I?
Yeah.
Come on.
We got a very special in the building. I can't remember what celebrity it was. Was that like, shut up? You introduce everyone like that.
You got to make everyone feel special.
Do you feel special?
I feel special, not gonna lie.
Shut up, man.
Yeah, I feel good. Well, that's the aim. That's the aim. And you are the first non-parent guest. And I like, if you're not familiar with Muhsin, he's taken a new veer where he's almost become the mummy's boy of Instagram.
It's a beautiful thing.
So explain to listeners what I mean by the mummy's boy of Instagram.
So I just started posting videos with my mum, and they started doing really well, especially amongst Cypriots, Turkish Cypriots, Greek Cypriots, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just thought, more of this makes sense. Because it's so easy, because it's just me and my mum just being ourselves around the house.
Yeah.
Nothing's planned. If I sense that something's about to happen, I just get my phone out. Yeah, and it's great, man. Like, it's just awful.
So they're not skits. It's almost reality.
It's just reality.
Of what's going on in the home.
Sometimes, like, I'll do it. Like, the other day, I said, watch how easy it is being a Turkish boy. And I just, like, started recording. I said, Mum, can I have a cup of tea?
Yeah.
She brings a cup of tea. And people find that relatable, because if you grew up in a family or a culture where boys are favoured, that drives females crazy seeing that. It's like PTSD for them.
Are the comments more of, oh, this is the problem with mothers, or is it more like, oh man, like, that's love that she's showing her boy, that love?
Well, there's a few crackheads who take exception to it.
Yeah.
Or try and tell me how to treat my mum as if she's some sort of victim. Yeah. But most people see that it's just a mother and son having a good time.
Yeah. I have a decent, say decent, I have some, you know, insight into the Cypriot culture.
Mm. Okay. Let's speak on it.
I used to date a Cypriot girl for 4 years.
Mm.
4 years? Between what ages were you?
You survived. Congrats.
Mainly because her dad had moved on, shall we say.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay, yeah. To a different realm.
Yeah. So there wasn't that kind of pushback in that household. But yeah, the men, boy, they're heavily favoured.
Oh, we live a good life.
Even if you're not, if you've been welcomed into the family,
yeah.
Hey, there's not much you have to do.
People ask me why I haven't moved out. Why would I leave this amazing deal I have?
So, okay, give me a normal day for you. So, if you and your marge at home, what's a normal day for you? Is she bringing you breakfast in bed? Is it lunch in bed? What's going on?
I'll wake up.
Okay.
I'll call my mum. She's downstairs.
Via phone?
By phone, yeah.
Wow.
She don't, she don't like it when I shout, so she actually prefers the phone call.
Right. Is she one of them early risers? One of them,
she's up at the crack of dawn, yeah.
Okay, so 5 a.m., 6 a.m.
Yeah, she's praying
up
to the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's already like seen 4 people, organized 4 divorces, gossiped about something that's happened 40 years ago. She's ready for the day, right?
Yeah.
I'll call her, I say, I'm ready for my cup of tea.
Hey, and she'll bring it. That energy's crazy. I'm ready, you know.
She'll
like,
bring it. And then she'll sit on the edge of my bed, right? And we'll just chat about what I'm doing that day.
Yeah.
So she can help me work around that. It's like a team meeting. It's fantastic, right?
So she's like, okay, so you're like, maybe I'll gig, or maybe I'll go.
I'll give you an example. Yeah. Like, if I'm going gym, she'll be like, okay, what time are you coming home so I can have the food ready?
Wow. Nice.
Stuff like that. Little things like that.
Yeah.
Do you need what are you doing tomorrow? You've got a gig. Oh, you're traveling away. Okay, I need to do your washing. She grabs the basket.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's an amazing life. It is truly incredible.
Did you move out for uni, or did you stay at home?
I did, and I struggled. I loved it.
Yeah.
But I struggled. I was the kid who brought back his laundry like every week.
Did you go far?
Pardon? I went to Surrey. I tactically stayed relatively close.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I wanted to go out for the freedom to have my own place, but I wanted to be within touching distance.
So you can still get all the benefits.
Yeah.
Damn, I thought I was a mummy's boy.
Nah, that's
but
that's
if I called my mum
to
say I'm awake, I'm ready for my tea.
Mm. Woo!
Not even like, can you make me a tea?
Woo!
I'm ready for my tea.
It's amazing.
Woo!
My mum would hang the phone up so fast.
It's been 28 years of joy.
Yeah.
And people are like, I could move out. Like, there's nothing stopping me. Thankfully, I have a good job. We have stand-up comedy. Like, I could move out, but it makes no sense.
Well, there's no there's
what about,
no, need.
No sense
romantic
whatsoever.
Interactions?
Just go to their house, innit?
Oh.
Mad thing.
And then come back.
But from what you're telling me, yeah, like, I don't know. I don't want to say too much. But if you was going through your daily, you know, itinerary for the day, and you was like, I got gym at 9, okay, I'll have the food ready for when you get back at 11, you know, and then what, you got to jump on a Zoom call, okay, all right, I'll make sure that your laptop's charged.
And then she'll say, funny you say that, she'll be like, all right, I'll have the volume down at that time.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, wow. Okay, down. So whether she's watching, she's making sure she's turning it down.
Yeah.
So you can enjoy it.
AirPods
okay.
connected.
Yeah.
Boom, blast.
Yeah. And then if just, I don't know if this has ever happened, but if you go, and then Susie's coming round.
Nah, that one.
And we're going to...
You don't cross that line.
No.
No guests.
Because I thought it would be like you just come to your room, and you would just see like 4 different Durex variations.
Oh my god!
I don't know.
She's like, are you ready?
Yeah.
She's giving the girl a pep talk. She'll listen. My son likes it if you stroke the back of his neck afterwards.
Yeah. Like, helps him sleep. I've installed the swing.
This is the one thing I can't do.
Have fun, kids.
This is so funny.
Have fun.
The tripod and the camera set up.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think...
I beg you do a video like that.
Mum, we've got to... Shall we test my mum's limits on camera? Let's see.
Well, yeah. That's what you got to do, man.
How far you can push, like, the cultural boundaries and say, like, how far... Like, just off the top of my head, you've got that one... Yeah. And then just messing about. I'm a swear then. Just messing about. Just go like, I'm gonna start shotting, mum. Like, I need you to bag this stuff up.
That is hilarious.
See, she'll break up with a fake girlfriend for you.
She 100% would. 100%. If anything, she'd prefer it. She'd like to do that.
Do you think? When you've had partners, I don't know how many girlfriends you've had or serious girlfriends, your mum's love for you sort of caused any interference in that relationship?
We should talk about that as well. Yeah, that was funny. My mum's always got on well with him. She does make the comments, like from when my previous girlfriend, she was doing my laundry and me and my girlfriend were in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And she used to start talking about the laundry and she was like, but don't worry, I will teach you to the girl.
Woo!
Yeah.
So she passed on the knowledge.
Yeah. Did that cause a rift with you and your girl at the time?
Nah. Because they get it. I generally date girls who are from those backgrounds.
Okay.
So they understand. They understand that it's just a 65-year-old woman being a 65-year-old woman.
Can I ask a question? And if this is out of line, let me know, man. Is it just me, yeah? Or do women from Cyprus in general, 9 times out of 10, have just outrageous bazookas.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they do.
It's a thing. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know.
Cool.
I think it's the weather.
Yeah,
I think it's the weather.
It's got to be something, bro.
You know what's the interesting thing about Cypriot people? We, because of the location of it, we've been colonized by everyone, literally everyone. Like you name them, they've been there. So Cypriots,
Germans,
Africa,
Well, ancient Egypt, all that lot. Well, they didn't really have the colonizing.
Would
you respect?
So
yeah, that's why. Like my dad looked Russian.
Oh, you mean like genetically?
Genetically.
All over the place.
Genetically, we're all over the place. So there's Black Turkish Cypriots. There's not a lot of them, but there are Black Turkish Cypriots, and just because they've been Turkish Cypriot for thousands of years, but obviously they were brought over from somewhere else.
Interesting.
Which is why, if you saw my dad, you'd probably seen him on Instagram.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't.
I think I seen him in real life.
Met him at a show, yeah.
Oh, really?
He doesn't look like my dad.
Well, you take more after your mum.
Yeah, 100%. But he looks like a Russian man, and I look like a Turk, really.
Mm.
To be honest, more Middle
Eastern. Have you ever done your sort of ancestry DNA?
My uncle's done and it was all over the place.
Do it, man. Yeah. I heard they sell your DNA.
Sell my DNA, man.
Okay, so when they come up with biological weapons that can target you and only you, okay, cool. What's your defense?
If they're going to take me out, whether they have my DNA or not with a biological
weapon. Yeah, but at least like they've got to, like, there's going to be some collateral. Like if they're coming for you, me and Mike are done as well.
Fighting chance do you have if they have biological weapons, whether they have your DNA or not? Yeah,
they can't target you.
Bro, you'll be
fucked. I'm a ghost.
You're gonna hide that in this like, podcast video.
They'll be like, goodness gracious. Look at the words I use when I can't swear. Goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious.
We can't locate this man. But back on topic, just on the culture wise as well, I remember I'd be like at my ex's house and that.
At what ages were you? You didn't
say. Oh yeah, I was like, oh man, I was like,
4 years is a long time, so I'm trying to get the degree of how serious this was.
He doesn't want to give away the timeline for whatever.
No. Probably a messy. Yeah.
No. It definitely wasn't.
Look what the cat dragged in. Look what the cat dragged in.
King of Essex.
We're well into it.
Good.
We're well into it. We've
spoken about a lot of things.
The people can probably tell we've been joined by Mr. To the man to the left. I'll let him introduce himself and explain his tardiness to the people then.
Am I even in shock?
Now we can be fine on fine.
There you go. What's we saying? Ask your bill payers permission. Who's that? It's me. It's Darren. G.
Come on.
L A T E E E E E E.
It's
washing up.
Being a good family man.
See, you wouldn't have to do that if you were a good friend him. You wouldn't have to be doing that kind of stuff.
Because your mum does it.
Absolutely.
That's the topic we're on. What a nice bring back. What ages were you when you dated your partner?
It was like 22 to 26.
Okay, 22. Okay, so a decent enough serious relationship. Because if you're in your 20s and you're having a 4-year relationship.
But she was five years older than me.
Okay.
I'm going to go that one.
She was 5 years older than me.
So for her, it was 27 to 31.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So how do you enjoy it?
It was good. Do you like it? Do you have a preference? One's tropical.
Oh, it's nice, man.
Your left hand. Yeah, okay. It was cool. I was working in like Edgware area.
Right.
This is where you met her? Huh? This is talking about where you met her?
Yeah, she was working in a school that I worked in. And it was cool because, like, I'll tell you one thing. I wasn't ever hungry.
Okay.
I wasn't ever hungry. And it'd be so funny because, like, have you ever seen, was it my Greek wedding?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yeah, the film.
Like, they were like, this was after about a year as well that I watched it with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you need to watch this film. And I was like, my days.
Yeah.
Like, whoever wrote that film, directed that film, spot on.
It's funny you say that, yeah? Every new partner I have, we watch that film so they can get an idea of what they're getting themselves into. Because it's so relevant to Cypriot culture as well.
Oh, so it's not just Greek culture that film is. Cypriot culture as well.
And Turkish Cypriot culture. Because the families, the thing with Cypriot families, right? Cypriot is an umbrella term for Greeks and Turkish Cypriots. Everyone's on top of each other all the time.
Yes!
Not in a fun way. There is no personal space. Like, for example, I'll give you an example, right? So, I was going to go out and see this girl, and she was like, do you want to stay the night? And I said, I can't. And she said, why? And I said, because I haven't had enough time to give an excuse to my mum as to why I'm not coming home. And she said, why can't you just tell her the truth? And I said, because I respect her. And she said, but lying to your mum isn't respecting her. And I said, no. In my culture, I lie to her because I respect her.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm not going to look my mum in the eye and say, all right, mum, not coming home tonight. You can hold the breakfast tomorrow morning because I'm going out for a shag. That's not respecting my mum. Respecting her is saying, I've got a gig in Leeds. That's respect.
Big facts. And there's a part in the movie. It's right at the end. There's two parts in the movie. And one's right at the end. And basically, this Cypriot woman, Greek woman, Greek Cypriot, whatever. This
Greek.
Is, yeah. And she's dating a non-Greek.
Okay.
That's a standard white American.
Exeno.
Yeah.
Exeno. That's what they say. It's white in Greek.
And
Exeno. Okay.
They don't really take to him at first. And then some of them do, bloody, bloody, blah. Yeah. Anyway, they get married.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, they're like, we bought you a house. And they're like, oh my days, oh my gosh. And then as the camera pans out, the house is next door to the mum and dad's house.
Can I interject? Yeah. Can I interject? My parents bought me a house.
It's next door.
It's down the road.
Yes!
That's the thing.
What? Hold on. And you don't live in it?
Nope.
Why would you?
Why would I?
What?
Do you even go there?
Is it an empty dwelling or someone? Tenants. Are you renting it out or are you renting it out? Yeah. Okay, so you're...
So when basically what happened, we're like, I mean, who gives a fuck? When we were kids, my parents bought 4 2-bedroom flats for each of their kids. And the idea is when you get married, you move into it.
Are those 4 flats all in the same block?
Yeah. And it's like, bro, when I say it's down the road, it's down the road. I could walk there.
Yeah.
I could walk
there. Is that like a cultural thing?
It's a cultural thing, yeah.
Bro, when I was dating this girl, one lived here, like my girl lived here.
Yeah.
The aunt lived here, the grand lived on the next road, the other one lived on the other road. Bro, like you could swing a cat and hit everyone's house.
But you gotta think though, how humans are meant to be. We're meant to be close to each other. Your family isn't meant to be displaced.
Spread out, absolutely.
And I guess another element of that as well is, if, obviously being Cypriot, you're from an island. So you ain't really got many places to go.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, as big as Cyprus is, it's still an island. So
everyone
it's like,
knows each other.
Yeah. You still get each other's business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you only got half the island.
Yeah. Because the island split.
I know. I got a B in geography.
Come on, he knows.
Oh, okay.
You took geography.
We taught you that separate geography.
I'm a cultures man. I'm interested in things.
Yeah, he knows about Cyprus through previous relations. I wondered if
or not.
Nah, just from opening the atlas and going, why is there a line across the?
I feel like anyone north of London generally. Yours is different, but you're from South London, but obviously you had the Cypriot partner.
Yeah. In North
London. Yeah, if you're like, you grew up in North London, right?
Nah, no, South, but I live in North now.
Right.
So now you've seen it. He's been to Southgate.
You're around so many Cypriots, you're just familiar with them.
I mean, they call it Palmer's Greek.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the slang? I didn't know. I've been Palmer's Greek a few times. I didn't know that was the colloquial term.
And the second thing I noticed from the film that was like art playing reality was like... So I'd go to like the grandma's house or go to my girl's house at the time, and she was still with her mum at the time. And then you'll pull up and they'll be like, "Are you hungry?" And you'd be like,
"Yeah,
nah." And you're like, and then they'll be like, "All right, I'll make you toast. Or I'll make you rice and chicken."
Yeah,
because like to them, that's not a big meal. You're not that hungry. Like, are you hungry? I'm not that hungry.
Is that you're going to eat?
Yeah.
And then like,
fire.
If I went to like one of their get-togethers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would have all the food and whatnot, but then they would go, say like her name was Sarah, they would go, "Sarah, make him a plate."
Oh, okay.
So this like making tea in the morning.
The women make the plate.
It's not that far.
That's similar to if I go to events though, to be honest, with my family. Like if I go to, particularly if it's on my wife's side of the family and it's food time, they will go to my wife and point at me, be like, "Why have you not served
him?" For me, it's hosts. Whoever is the host family should give the person the food.
Yeah.
So if Naomi comes to my house, I will make sure I give her food.
Yeah.
Are your family
going to you and be like, "Darren, why has Naomi not got a plate?"
Nah, but then like my nephew brought his girlfriend round first time meeting her, and she was like reaching for things herself. Like, bro, just like fix your girl on her plate. What are you doing? Like you invited her to like your nan's house and you just said. And then he's like, "Oh no, like she's hungry. She can get her own food." That's like, you're so 19.
I'll tell you what sums up the spoiltness of Turkish Cypriot men, right? Awake is a good example of seeing spoiled Turkish Cypriot men. So like in a Turkish Cypriot, right? If someone dies, there's awake and there's prayers pretty soon after someone passes away. And the men pray in one room, the women pray in another. Generally the imam... we're going with the women because they just take it more seriously and your mum doesn't want to waste their time, right? Your mum doesn't want to sit with those waste men. And the women, they spend all day preparing the food. They're the ones they have to cover, even if they don't have to cover, they have to put a big effort in, right? Yeah. The men, we rock up. You go into another room, 9 times out of 10, they don't even do the prayers. They start debating politics. And when the prayers are done, the women who are in the other room who are actually praying for an hour, that's a lot of effort to pray for an hour and to recite the surahs and all that stuff, get up and then they bring the food to the men's room. Wow. And the men just sit there like... And no one ever bats an eyelid saying, "We should change this system." It's just is.
Is it? Obviously, we're in the UK, and you could say there's been this sort of move and wave of feminism by sections of ladies and stuff like that. Is that ever been a case in sort of Cypriot culture where there's a rebellion by some women to be like, hey, why are we doing
this? And also, ask another thing, tag onto that. Yeah. Do you think the origin of that? Is that Cypriot? Is it Turkish? Or is it like Islamic? It's
the whole region.
Or is it Islamic?
It's the whole Middle East. It's like Middle,
yeah, okay.
Mm. If you ask an Iranian person, they'll say it's the exact same way. Iraqi, same way. It's funny, like I was at a family barbecue the other day,
mm-hmm.
and my cousin, my female cousin, she was just talking about like all the things she was going to get up to in the summer. Like,
did you slap her? No, joking.
I was disgusting.
Your past. Like, why are you not married? Why are you not married?
Anyone else hearing this? Like,
this is
ridiculous. And then the older women in the family, they started piping up. They were like, good, live your life. I could never do that. And they're just looking their husbands directly in the eyes.
You don't know what?
They've been scorned.
You always hear, you get that in families. Yeah. The older woman just gives that advice. And James wants to live vicariously through the younger 100%. Women. Just like, listen, don't get married too soon. It's like, auntie, didn't you get married at 20? Like I said, don't get married too soon.
And their fat husband just sat there like, talking about me.
Fix another plate.
Yeah. You're trapped now. Back on with it. Stop moaning.
Oh, man. Those kind of examples of marriage where people you just look at yourself, why the fuck would you do this?
Man, that's the thing. We talk about the 50% divorce rate, but there are people who are marriages they're not happy with. The divorce rate could be a lot higher.
My granddad was cheating on my grandma for 40 years, right? And she never left.
Outside babies and kids as well? Or?
So here's what happened. So the woman I call grandma, that's my step-grandma.
Ah, shit, right.
Okay.
And he was cheating on my step-grandma with my biological grandmother. So his first wife.
So he went back?
He went back.
Yeah, he went.
And what, was he just dipping and dabbing?
Real G's do that. My dad did that.
For 40 years.
Real bad man
do that. Real bad man circle the block.
I gotta swear. New pussy good. That old pussy make you feel sad.
I didn't know DBE were right. Dibbing and dabbing.
You know that Jose Mourinho meme where it's like,
yeah.
That one. That was when we brought it up to him, like, you can't be doing that. For the life of him, he couldn't work out why people were angry with him. Like, genuinely, he couldn't.
I love that.
He couldn't process it.
After 3.
Respect. Respect.
3. 3 baby mothers. 3 respect. Respect.
I was literally just there like, what do you want?
When he's like this, like, intone, he's like.
He said the reason I had to do it, the exact quote, because I have too much love.
Yes, wow, it's a sweet boy.
Is he Muslim, your grandfather?
Yeah, I mean, they're all Muslim, innit?
No, but the reason I asked...
They're all Muslim, innit?
I thought they were
polygamy somewhere in this
book. I thought polygamy up to the 4 wives.
No, but that's not... I'm going to throw my own people on the bus. It's not Jamaican style. We just... And there's kids everywhere. You're meant to marry first, right? Yeah, and then once you have enough, as in like financially to provide for a second wife, you're then meant to, with your first wife, go, okay, I'm going to get a second wife now.
So everyone's in agreement.
You need to make sure, okay, I make sure your pattern, our kids are pattern, but I'm going to have a second wife now because you're getting older and I want more kids.
One. Yeah.
So now, and now I've got 2 kids there. I've got to make sure you two are all good. I think I'm going to get a third wife now. Mm. I've got the resources.
You can look after all the
people. It's not.
So that's not what happened.
Everyone was equally poor.
That's what I was about to say. Like, if he had almost like the religion behind him to make it legit, why would he dib and dab?
Turkish Cypriots aren't that religious.
They ain't got the money to do it properly.
Turkish Cypriots are more cultural.
We're Turkish
Muslim rather than like
Cypriot
Greeks are very religious though.
They're Christian, like, and Christians generation. Just like, what's Christianity
when you're doing it? I don't understand nothing apart from
everyone does ceremony, don't they? If you say if people tick a box to say they're religion, everyone does the major events.
Like
Christmas, Easter.
I went to so many events at this church to the point where it was like Were they Eastern Orthodox?
Or something, what's that one? One of them.
She was like, if we get married, it has to be in this church. And I was like, but half the room's going to be black. We don't know what the fuck anyone's saying.
That's
no disrespect.
No, but that's
respect.
You need.
Oh, I swore again. Respect.
But you have a translator, because I went to a.
He's not going to swear. Yeah.
Oh. I went to a joint Hindu Nigerian wedding a few weeks ago.
That must have been about a month long.
They squeeze it all into a day. They somehow.
I remember Mexico jollof biryani.
Oh, the food was crazy.
Jollof biryani was it nice.
I was eating good, man. That's living confusing. Better. I was, oh man. Because
that sounds.
The food was amazing. The food was a mad thing. But it was.
Did you eat with your hands?
Oh man. No, we didn't go that far. Oh. They didn't have swallow. They should have had swallow.
Pause, you got to explain that.
Yeah, I know what that is.
I know what it is.
I know what that is, but.
Okay. I don't know what it is.
And they might not know
okay,
what it is.
Swallow. Yeah. Okay, swallow is just.
It's that Gok Gok 3000.
Hey,
it's that Hok Tour.
Hok Tour.
Food.
Nijas.
We're talking about Eba, Amala, pounded yam. The food you just use your hands in. You dip that into the Awedu, the pepper soup, whatever you want to dip it into.
You're saying different words.
Essentially, it's food you use your hands. You typically use your hands to eat with.
And why is it called swallow?
Could you swallow the food? You don't have to chew too much.
I thought it was like some sort of like meat I haven't heard of.
It's flipping hot in your hand, man.
Nah, it's beautiful, man. Nah, it's beautiful man. Food, man.
That's when I knew I took my mum to a Nigerian restaurant, yeah.
What, 805?
No. You know
Inish?
Come on.
What, Lewisham? Original one?
Yeah. Come on, standard. And like, I've had obviously some Nigerian dishes growing up, but not experienced, obviously, what you would have experienced growing up, in terms of...
You've had the mainstream ones that I've had, like suya and...
I just had whatever my granddad put in front of me.
Okay.
He didn't do it on the regs.
Yeah.
And then my mum did, like, no disrespect, like, even less on the regs.
Yeah.
My mum was dishing up more Caribbean food than she was. But you anyway, when I touched that pounded jam in my hand,
yeah,
I said, this is too hot. My mum was in her element, because she grew up with all of that.
Yeah.
But I was like, this... It's so hot in my hand. And I said...
It's not lava, you know.
And I said, I'm not from here.
As you realise.
On paper and through my granddad, I'm from here. But yo, where's the ackee and saltfish? Yeah?
Because
I'm not from here.
You went to the other side.
I went to the other side.
You went to the other side.
I went to the other side, bro. Come on, man.
Well, me and you, somehow we need to go to Nigeria, man. I'll take you around. I'll have someone take me around because I don't really know it that well. I'll take you around.
My granddad's pretty in there over there.
Like, what, with the people then?
Like, with the government.
Okay, so you can get around safely.
Yeah, he's always saying, you need to come with me, but... There's people over there can link us at the airport and take us around, like other family members.
But you want to be going to the clubs. Your grandpa's going to be out there in the clubs?
I'm not going to the clubs.
Why
don't
you go to the clubs?
I don't go clubs here.
Oh, just the vibe. Or just out. You want to be about. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do in Nigeria?
Watch Netflix.
You fly Nigerian 6-7 hours to watch Netflix. Come on,
is that how long the flight is? I don't know.
I'm gonna take you.
Who's flying a plane?
There's gonna be Babatunde and them man there.
Yeah, I'm joking. I'll get on Nigeria Airlines.
Come on, straight.
But will there be an airport though?
Oh, because Mohammed Bouteflika Airport. Come on, man.
That is political reference.
Mohammed Bouteflika.
So
Bouteflika Mohammed.
Is that named the actual airport? What happened?
It's very woke up then.
Was that they took
they
got investment for an airport and they just didn't fucking build it. And yeah, I can't remember where in Nigeria.
Well, and that doesn't sound like them.
Here's the thing.
That sounds like Ghana.
Fraud and corruption happens everywhere around the globe. But the difference between British corruption and Nigerian corruption is this.
PR.
Right? Crossrail. Way too expensive, yeah?
Yeah.
Right? But Crossrail exists. It's here.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least it's been built. That's the thing. Wembley delayed. It's late. It's too much money.
Yeah, but
Wembley Stadium is there.
Yeah.
Whereas Nigeria's just like,
Just giving up. No, I feel like this is the epitome of Nigeria.
This is how to build it. Where's the money? I invested the money.
The epitome of Nigerian corruption is when one football team got a player on loan and they tried to sell the loan player on.
Yeah. I saw that. I heard about that. Don't know if it's true though.
And they sold the loan player.
Hey man.
They sold Sterling.
Are they
That's like all to get Zach from Blockbuster trying to sell the DVD. Yeah. That's crazy.
Can we see the player? Don't
worry about that.
I have a Nigerian friend who owes me money right now.
He's gone.
No, I'm defending my country, man.
I asked him if he wants to come to my gig the other day, and he says, I can't, I'm on holiday. I was like, fuck off.
Yeah, that's rude. Don't owe me money if you're
on holiday. I'm not on holiday.
Hey, can I ask a question as well? Obviously, I'm part Nigerian, yeah?
Yeah.
But you're way more Nigerian than me.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Why do a lot of Nigerian men, in particular, do this when they're talking? Just imagine I'm saying something, and they go like this.
They want you to
is that
be
a thing?
Ambiguous with what they're talking about.
You put these genders.
And they, no ambiguity. They want to know if they're talking about that trainer.
This one. It's always
both things.
Yeah. My granddad does it. Yeah. You talk about politics. The man is a buffoon.
Why is it?
Hey man, hey, they want you to know what they're talking about. They want it to be crystal damn clear, and I'm with them on that.
What did they say on Shits and Gigs podcast that Nigerians will cuss you with the most
poetic way?
Yeah, that's it.
What was it?
By any means, I'm succeeding.
Hey man.
Hey, you are doing a poor job of defending Nigeria, and as the most Nigerian person in
the room. You're the one that's even...
And I'm not even the second most Nigerian person in this room.
Genetically.
Oh, shit.
It's me.
Have you done yours?
I just know.
I think you should do it.
No, I don't want to sell my...
You still might have Niger through your dad's side.
It just annoys me that you are majority Niger and you were on the Jamaican team for 10 dates.
All four of my grandparents are Jamaican.
You could have jumped on that show the other day.
I could.
You know, I don't think he knows I'm Nigerian.
Oh, what, Stamina?
No, Altaf. Was that an Altaf show?
Yeah, it is. I've seen your show. It's not happened. That hasn't happened yet.
When you're on the Nigerian show.
Oh yeah. The Independence. Yeah, they show. Yeah, I don't think he knows.
Because you do a lot of his shows.
Yeah, I don't think he knows I'm Nigerian. Anyway,
I did a Cobo show for him once. That was confusing.
You emceed it?
Yeah. You were stressing me out because you were on last and you were so late.
I was so late.
I was like, what am I going to have to do?
Do you know you're like trying to fight the stereotype so you're there? It's a black show and you're late. That's terrible.
And it's a top secret show, so it has to finish.
Because I'm weird with MC. I'm not that loose. I pretend to be loose. So in my head, it's like, I'm going to MC for 5 minutes and introduce the next act. So then when I get to 4 minutes or 5 minutes and I see the promoter going, carry on. I'm like, I peaked here.
I've got nothing left.
Now you're just going to see me go, so,
fuck it.
So you're an engineer, yeah? It starts getting very ropey. And then I suddenly see them flashing, going, he's here. I'm like, okay, are you ready for your headliner?
There's a couple, Trouble in Paradise.
See, 9 times out of 10, when I MC and I see the light, I'm like, for fuck's sake, I was having fun.
You enjoy it. You're in the moment too much.
Did you tell them what happened at our gig?
Oh, so I've got this joke, basically. So peek behind the curtain a little bit. Sometimes when I'm emceeing, other people do this as well. Sometimes when I'm emceeing, I'll steer people into something that I want to say because I know it's going to get a good reaction.
You're chatting to someone.
So I see a couple, and then I'll start asking them, are you married, kids?
Okay.
And when they say they're not married, I'll start like feeding them lines, like the man lines about, well, do you love her and stuff like
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then basically I just stick it on him and be like, propose right now if you really love her. Long story short, that's what I say. And up and down the country, men have soiled themselves.
Yeah.
And then the crowd's like, do it. Jack. Yeah. And then I'm giving them more. I'm like, listen, Jack. It's only if you love her, though. If you, if you really love her, do it, right? If you, you don't do it right now, we know that you don't really love her. And it's just a bit of fun. Did it in Birmingham. This brother got on one knee proposed to his girl.
Was he legit, like, in the country? Like, did he have to leave soon?
No.
He was running out of hell.
That would be a good thing to say if we came with that.
My enemies will not succeed.
He was here.
Yeah. British born and bred.
I don't know if he was British born.
Did
she
say yes?
Yeah, yeah. He didn't have a ring, though.
Yeah. That's the first thing I asked to come out with.
They need to name it Kazim. You put that shit together.
How many years have they been together?
They've been together. They've only been together like a year or a bit.
That's gonna fail.
Do you know what should have failed? The couple next to them.
Oh no, they weren't happy.
Man moved to her at a funeral.
Is that the couple that was to the left?
No, I was right next to the married.
Good-looking couple next to the older interracial couple.
No, I'm talking about the older interracial couple.
He
moved to her at a funeral.
Opening gambit,
bro? This was the worst bit. It was her cousin's funeral.
Unbelievable.
No, but sometimes. Again.
So that's what I said to him. I said to him, "How did you?" He said, "I said, how did you do it?" He just said, "I asked for a number." I said, "What? Like, how do you do that at a funeral?" I said, "What is it like?" Ashes. So there's priests is like ashes to ashes. Hey, yo, so what's your number? Hey, dust to dust.
Anyways,
any opportunity, you know, that's a real shooter, you know.
That is.
Yeah. That's a real.
And he was dating my cousin.
Imagine.
That's a real. Yeah. Shoot.
Came with the dead one, left with a live one.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Very good. 10 points for Gryffindor.
Thank you.
That was dope. But we started somewhere in Cyprus and ended up at funerals. So just to kind of bring it back, we're talking about.
I've got a question.
You hit the question then.
Yeah.
Aesthetically,
yeah.
When I look at obviously at your content and stuff like that,
yeah.
Your parents did very well, from what I see.
Well, financially,
yeah.
Because you got like big sofas and wall mounted TVs
I'm not even looking at it. I'm just seeing space.
I'm
just seeing space.
We have space. We have a lot of space.
I'm just seeing space.
I'm pleased with the space.
Yeah.
You know,
hustling immigrants.
Man put on top of that today that I didn't know
that his houses.
His parents just came and cop 4 yards.
Yeah, just get.
Plus the yard they're in.
It's been phenomenal. My dad was a bit of a gangster, not gonna lie.
And obviously you allude to like how hard your dad works and your material stuff like that. So can I just ask,
is he a drug dealer?
No. Just kinda like how they, you know, became so successful and how it was growing up, and does that, you know, correlate to other parts of you being like, now, this is a pretty good deal, because I'd figure, like, if it was me and my mum back in Lewisham in a two-bedroom flat, even if she brought me teas every morning, I'd be like, I need to get out of here. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. But if you're waking up in a very nice environment, you know, and you've got space!
Space is good.
You know, and stuff like that. does that play into it, as the second question?
So, basically what happened was my dad, like, very aspirational person, grew up very, like, insanely poor, like mud hut poor. Didn't have any money. He wanted to go uni, but he had to do compulsory military service. And he just missed the war. He missed the war by a year.
Which war is this?
The Cypriot War.
Just off, I guess.
As in, like, with the Turks first.
Yeah, he left the army in 73. It kicked off in 74.
Unbelievable transfer window.
That's great. Thank you. That's a punch up right there. That's fucking good. So what he was doing, he wanted to go uni. He had the grades, was a really smart kid, good at maths. He was selling petrol on the side of the road because at night times petrol stations in Cyprus would close. So he'd buy the petrol during the day and just sell it for double the price on the side of the road. And he got robbed a few times.
I'm about to say, because that's an easy hit.
Yeah, he got like jumped a few times, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
He got put in army prison a few times, but what they didn't realise is the prison guard was his brother-in-law. So when everyone would leave, his brother-in-law would just let him back out and he'd just crack on.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
So they were thinking, the officers must be thinking, why isn't this guy scared of jail?
You take me to jail?
And I know they're going to put him to the same jail. He kept escaping from the same jail. Like, we put him back in that one.
Michael Scofield.
So he's El Chapo. I love it.
He saved enough money, got to university in Turkey. He bought his dad a car, which I thought was a nice little touch as well with the extra money.
So has he got outstanding warrants in Cyprus?
They can't get him now. He's cleared it now. So he finished university in Turkey. Then he got ill in his final year at university. His kidneys failed. So he had to come to England for emergency surgery that his older brother had to pay for because he couldn't afford it.
We have to transplant.
Had his transplant.
Still on dialysis, doing all
the Yeah. Moved back to Cyprus. Started a corner shop with his other brother. And then my mum, who grew up in London, was there on holiday. They met. My dad was quite a shy guy, he was very introverted. And my mum knew my aunties, my dad's sisters. So he said to his sisters, let's go around to the house so I can chat to her. So for every day for a week, they just rock up to the house. And my mum was like, why does this guy keep coming to my house?
This is a prime example of what he said earlier about the family being a toll for each other. All the sisters come.
There's also another thing where, for a better phrase, they almost kind of pitch two people. Not as aggressive as an arranged marriage. Yeah. But they'll be like, have you met Michael?
I'll get to that bit, but it didn't work out like that. So on the final day, my dad didn't say a word for her for a whole week. He just aggressively just pulled her into a room and was like, I think you're really nice. Do you want to get married? And at the time, my mum was being pitched for arranged marriages by her family.
Well, is that because she, I don't know.
She was 24. It was about the time.
About the time that they felt, as per culture, she should have been married?
She should be getting married, yeah.
She's old as hell. 24, man.
Yeah, 24 is actually quite old from back then, yeah.
It's crazy. People, Leo DiCaprio gets all this heat.
Yeah. This was 40 years ago.
I think that's because of his age, man.
Yeah. And he's not trying to marry them.
He's truly trying to lash and dash it. Sorry, go on.
So, my mum wasn't feeling this whole arranged marriage thing. And this is a kind of cold line from my dad. My mum turns around to him and says, don't you want to ask my dad first? And my dad apparently said, I want to marry you, not your dad. And my mum was like, I'm in. Right? My mum, she just got wet immediately.
I can't look at the content the same.
Guys, grow up. Your mum is a sexual being. This is where you came into the world. You have three brothers. There's four of you. Your mum's had sex at least four times.
No, they didn't.
My dad did have sex with my mum. He told me.
No. I am going to tell my son.
100%.
It's happened.
If he's jarring
me. Do you know your dad had sex with your mum?
Birds and the bees.
If my son's jarring me when he's older, I'm going to be like, you know I banged your mum, innit?
100%. 100%.
Oh my goodness.
Rock her out one time, bro. So
that is crazy.
That's why she walks like that.
So she ran it.
You could have traumatized this boy.
She ran it by her mum and dad, saying what this guy asked to marry me. And her whole family were like, nope. Because he's just had a kidney transplant, he's probably going to die soon anyway. That was their whole attitude towards him.
Oh, wow.
So maybe it's this islands everywhere then that just have this attitude. Because that's the same way a Jamaica would just deal with that.
just blood. Blood.
It's not even because nowadays, it's all what we see from online is how much money they got, this, that, and the other. So back then, it was more your health and your status and stuff like that.
No, he was poor as well. My mum's family was quite well off.
That's still wealth, because if you're dead, you can't provide for the family.
Yeah, that was their thinking.
No, you're right.
My doctor.
No. But you never see someone online be like,
"Thank God we got a real doctor in today."
Yes, I like that.
That's definitely a real doctor.
No, but you never hear someone like
it. He's called doctor. He elevated to Mister.
Yeah.
He qualified himself out of his doctor title. Yeah,
that's gangster shit.
When you become a member of the Royal College of Surgeons, you become a mister because you're technically, they're seen as butchers, so you're not technically a doctor.
Well, that's a bit.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, but you was always a mister.
I went Mr. Doctor back to Mr.
Is that the consultant who comes round?
Man, it's just
the top guy on
changing his pronouns.
He's a trans doctor. Yeah.
But when you go to hospital, the top guy in that what's that faculty will be Mr. Isn't it?
Or the top woman. All the surgeons, like neurosurgeons, brain.
Yeah, we get the chief consultant, Mr. Thing.
Even a doctor.
I'm a Mr. Mr. But you got to pay to be a Mr. So I stopped paying.
So what, you know, back to doctor?
Yeah, technically.
Bad.
I can't keep up.
But technically, like, if you don't pay, you can't...
Yeah, you know, you ain't got your membership fees.
Yeah, so I'm not paying the membership just because I have five bills a year.
Just come out of the closet.
Anyway,
back to Mushy's story.
So, they weren't feeling it, so they just ran away together.
Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah, ran away together.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Eventually, everyone got on board and was like, fine, you lot can get married. They got married. My dad ended up getting a good job at a radio station as an engineer in Cyprus. So my mum moved out and she worked in the marketing team or whatever. And they were doing well.
I've had this in my head happening in the UK because you said your mum grew up in the UK. But
she came to Cyprus on holiday and saw my dad in the shop.
So and never went back and at that period of time stayed.
No, went back for a bit.
Gone back to the UK.
Went back for a bit. And then when she got back to England, she was like, fuck it, I'm running off.
And so she went to Cyprus.
Snuck back off to Cyprus on her own. Which is pretty cool.
That's really true love, you know.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
That
shit only happens like back in the day.
Yeah, nowadays. If you said, oh, I'm going back to your home country or family's home country because you met love. You love. What?
I think that happens here. Like I've gone back to a couple strip clubs. Like to check certain galley in there that I'm like, you know what? Her? That one I might save
playing Drake on the way.
She might save me. She making peace.
Absolutely,
you get me.
Absolutely.
So they run off together. It's all going well, and then my dad gets a wild idea in his head. Like he was like, "We're capped here. Like we've got good jobs, but there's only so much we can move up. Let's move to England and start again." And my mom was hesitant because things were actually going well in Cyprus, but they did. My dad couldn't get a job in England because his English wasn't great at the time. So he's a very well qualified engineer. He had a business as well in Cyprus and now he's working like a wimpy.
Yeah, of course.
And there's photos of him and he looks happy as fuck, which I've always admired about him. Like he was not embarrassed about working in a wimpy.
Absolutely.
Like he was proud that he was taking a chance. And they were saving money. They were living with my mum's family for a bit. And then they were driving past a butcher shop and they saw a for sale sign, but my dad was like, it's really busy. Let's pull up and let's speak to the guy, right? And my dad just asked the owner, was like, if it's busy, why are you selling it? And he goes, we don't have kids, we're old, we want to move to Cornwall or whatever. My dad was like, I'll buy it, but can you stay for a few months and teach me how to be a butcher?
So he had no experience.
None, zero. None at all. And the guy just took a liking to my dad and his attitude, saw like a 30-year-old man. I think my dad was 30 at the time.
Yeah.
And so at this point, no kids?
No kids.
Right.
And was like, okay. So they moved into the butcher shop. They lived upstairs on a mattress. There was literally nothing, right?
All of this stuff. If you go to a girl nowadays and say, let's do all this stuff, they'll call you fucking
And my mum was well off. My mum grew up in Kensington.
Damn, Daniel.
Yeah.
But like, did she have money that she could like burn into if need be? Or did she...
She had nothing.
Or was she slightly cut off by the family because...
They weren't happy with her. Yeah. They weren't happy with her. They were kind of like helping out...
And let's put that in context as well, right? Because obviously, you go out of Kensington, so her family's probably not just money, probably doing, they've probably got a bit of attitude, a bit well to do in the grand scheme of like Cypriot culture.
They wanted her to marry up.
Yeah. And so to be marrying this Cypriot guy who's had renal failure, who doesn't really speak English that well, who's just like,
it's a mess.
He's coming here just wimpy, sleeve the matches. He's like, what?
And he's smiling about it.
The fuck is this?
I've got a job at Wimpy.
Imagine
your daughter marries a guy who works at Wimpy and you see a photo of him on Instagram bare chuffed about it. You'd be livid. You'd be like, take this
all of these families. All these families you're putting your daughter to.
If it's at 30, if it's at 30.
That is
no, because anyway, all these families you picture daughter to, you've seen these guys who've now married these other girls, and they are living life.
Yeah.
Living life.
If your daughter is dating a guy that works at Wimpy, but man's 19 and he's like, I'm at Wimpy, what?
That's fine. Yeah. That's cool. Fine. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If your daughter's married someone and they're 30, they're like, Wimpy.
Come on.
You'll be like, assistant manager.
Come on.
So they buy it. They didn't know how to butcher. They just learned to be butchers. And...
So your mum learned as well?
My mum learned as well.
Nah, totally. Right. Now, shout out your mum, though, really.
She's a hard of that. She's a great woman.
Do you, I don't know if it's like our generation and surrounding generations of, but you do see like people that come from maybe a better off environment than to someone else. They do want to dip in and live like a bit of a roller coaster lifestyle.
Right. Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
go on an adventure and figure shit out and stuff like that. Not in like, oh, I'm appeasing this poor man or something.
It's always, it's always like social tourism.
Like, yeah, I love this person and whatever. And like, because you've grown up with it, maybe it doesn't mean as much to you. So you're just like, whatever. You know, like in this day and age, you see someone 100% vlogging being like, on the mattress, on top of a butcher's, day one. You know what I mean? Posting every day till I hit
Kevin
10K.
Kevin Hart talks about that when he took his kids to see the house he grew up in, thinking they were going to be mortified. And they're like, this is amazing. Can we stay here?
And they were like, what do you mean someone's upstairs?
So they did that. And it ended up being like ridiculously successful. They were in that butcher shop for like a year and a half. And... it did so well, my dad bought a factory in Tottenham.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
Like, I think he just bought it. Yeah. He had the money to just buy it.
Mm.
And then one van turned into two vans, turned into three vans, and it eventually became one of the biggest meat suppliers in the UK.
Mm.
And that's just from... Pardon? Yes. We're just out here slinging dick.
Yeah. Well, that's it, man. On a national scale, that's crazy. Okay. Yeah. Slinging dick on a national scale.
This is incredible, man. Massive penis. Massive penis, massive heart, big brain. Yeah, that's it. Triple threat, my dad. And yeah, and the family, like, eventually, he never, like, bit back to the family.